Hey, you're listening to the Punk Rock Demonstration with me, Jack, and we're here at the Showcase Theater with the Ghouls and the Crumbums and Total Chaos and everybody else, but we're here with the Ghouls, and,
Hello.
What's your name again?
Zach.
Eric.
Robert.
Hello, I'm John. Hello.
Last time we talked, we were at the House of Blues in Anaheim with Mickey Mouse and whatever. How has the tour gone so far?
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah,
I can definitely see that.
Really good times. Yep.
It was a good time. Like the Exploited are really awesome. We're really awesome guys, and you know, it was fun to be able to play with them every night. But now I guess we're on tour Total Chaos, so it's a totally different tour now. Totally different.
So anything interesting happened between the Exploited and now?
Absolutely nothing. It was totally tame.
Way too many things to mention. Way too many.
That sounds pretty contradictory.
It was, I don't know. What are some good stories? I'm in the square here, so...
I'm afraid to tell them, personally. I don't want people knowing our secrets.
They're hard to remember.
Yeah, they are very hard to remember.
I don't know, touring with the Exploited, especially Waddy, is like interesting every night. It's some new ridiculousness every single night.
So why do you say that?
Because, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, those guys are like old punk rockers, you know? So it's just like, I mean, they're out to have fun like every night, and it's always cool to hang with them and just do, you know, fun guys.
What's interesting is I've never ever... Watch Total Chaos play, but I've bumped into them like a billion times or so. And watching them play for the first time, it's like, wow. It's like they totally know how to bring an audience up on stage.
Yeah, no, they've been around for a long time. 17 years, I guess.
Good for them.
Yeah. Talk to somebody else.
I'm the only person in this band.
I heard you guys got into some commotion earlier this afternoon. Would you like to talk about that?
Not really. Some guy just gave a shit when we were here with the Exploited. Then he decided to come up, say fuck you to us. So
we said fuck you to him.
Yeah, we said fuck you to him, and then I ended up beating the shit out of him with a bath towel around my junk. You know,
with a what?
Just a bath towel around myself, like, and I warned him not to get humiliated, like, because I had a bathrobe on. You know. Like, he's showing a picture now.
Right now.
Like, oh, man. Whatever. Yeah, he was cool about it. Like, he came up with, like, this bloody nose, big fucking welt on his head and apologized, so whatever.
Zach is not wearing pants when he beat this kid's ass.
Sounds very punk rock.
It was funny as fuck.
I'm looking at this picture from this guy's camera. What's your name?
Mark. There's him bounding him against the car. Right there.
Oh, that's totally awesome. I'm looking at this picture, and Zach's got, like, this bathrobe on. And there's this guy, like, almost, or being shoved under a car or something like that. Is that what's going on?
That's him running, and that's him in the towel right there chasing him. That's him on the ground.
You'll notice he still has his boots and his bullet belt on.
That's it.
So is that how you're liking the shower, too?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Luckily, he had the bullet belt on me, because if he didn't, that fucking bath towel would have been off in a second, yeah?
I already thought everything was, like, shaking, and I was... Damn.
So is that how you normally tour?
Yes. Some people need the shit kicked out of them once in a while. Like... I don't like fighting, but hell, like, get them to come to us once in a while on tour. And everyone else likes it, so whatever. Like.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about you guys, like, you guys are like fashion punks and all that stuff. How do you feel about that?
Well, fuck off. Like, whatever. Like, you don't know us. Like, we all have our own struggles, so. Someone wants to judge us about that, like, yeah, fucking say it to our face, and, like, yeah, we're ready. Like,
what happened today? The guy, The guy today was the last week, all he was on about was calling us fashion punks and whatever, and like calling us out, basically saying like that we were pussies, you know. And you know, like he got proved wrong today, and then like, you know, later he wanted to shake our hand about it. But like, the fact of the matter is, like, we're all just here for the same reason. We're all just fucking punks, and like, you know, yeah, like, you know, we charge our fucking hair, but you know, why not? You know, if you're gonna be a punk, fucking be a punk. Let the rest of the world know, you know, where you stand, you know, in life. You're not like them.
Yeah, like what I told the kid, he was like, yeah, I came here, I wanted to fight you guys, I'm always looking for a fight. And he was like, you proved me you aren't a bunch of fashion punks. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, yeah, I'll charge my hair, whatever, but like, you're sitting here saying you came to a show looking for a fight, like, you're the reason venues get closed down. Like, you're the reason problems happen. Like, you're not a fucking punk. Like, you're not supporting the scene. You're just starting problems. Like, sure, I charge my hair, but I'm a fucking punk. He's coming to shows starting shit. No, that's not punk rock. It's just being a fucking dickhead.
Like, the thing, like, punk's always meant to me, like I can do whatever I want and fuck anybody, what anybody else says. Like, I'm doing it, you know, my way. And so, like, you know, if I'm going to be on tour and shit, I'll charge my fucking hair. Like, and who cares? Like, if I can't have fun doing this and, like, have fun looking the way I do doing this, and why bother? It's certainly not paying my bills. I might as well have a fucking good time, you know?
Yeah, and, like, yo, we don't have anything to prove. Like, yo, if you want to listen to, like, most of our messages, but, like, fuck. Like, we're here to play our music, like, fucking have fun. And, yeah, if you want to fucking get in our way about it, like, try and stop us. Like, whatever.
Kids who call us fashion punks usually have never been to any of our shows, never listened to any of our music. They just saw a picture and were like, oh, you guys suck, you're fashion punks. It's like, oh, okay. People are like, oh, the casualties did that. And it's like, yeah, so did GBH. So you know, a ton of hand, you know, like, I mean, there's a million other bands that did it before them. I mean, it's not like, I don't know why it's a bad thing. Like, it's fun to do this. I like this in this way.
You know, it's interesting because it's like bands like The Casualties, or actually just reading off of all your shirts, like The Casualties or The Resilience or Mickey Mouse over there. They all have interesting looking hair and whatever. But does that make them fashion punks too? You know?
There's no such fucking thing as a fashion punk. If you're a fucking punk and that's what you have in your fucking heart and that's the way you live, you know, like 9 times out of 10 you're gonna have the fucking desire to, you know, look different. You know, you know, it's not like we made up the fucking, you know, style that we wear, but we do our own thing. Yeah, it's something, you know, that's been done before, but like we're carrying it on, like, you know, in our generation, like, you know, if nobody else is gonna do it, like, you know, fucking somebody has to, like, you, like there's like kids that want to go to fucking kids that go to punk shows and fucking, you know, and our punk rock, like, should be proud to fucking be what they are, you know, and like, and shouldn't have to be worried about like somebody telling them, you know, that they can't have a big mohawk or spiky hair or whatever, you know, or whatever, because like, you know, we're here. I'm fucking, you know, fuck all you guys.
Plus, spiky hair looks cool as fuck. Like,
I agree. Which is why I attempt to make the spiky hair, but it doesn't quite work out half the time. Yeah, but it's weird because it's like when The Casualties weren't that big, people labeled them as like fashion punks and whatever. And then like, hell, maybe like the Crumb Bums or something like that. They might look cool or they might look like they're out there and whatever, but all bands start off somewhere, and when their music gets popular, people start respecting that, and it's just how punk rock is.
I think that when band, like, punk rock's an underground movement, so when a band gets bigger, there's kids that listen to that band when they weren't so big, you know, sometimes they get jealous because it was like their thing and they knew about it and nobody else did, and now when they're big, sometimes people just will say anything to like discredit you, like, you know, The Casualties are fashion punks. Well, they're also like four really cool guys that play really awesome, like, they're really great live, and they make good music. Like, you're leaving out everything else.
They tore their balls.
Yeah, and they worked their ass off. You know, they didn't get to where they are now by, you know, sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, they fucking.
They're spiky hair.
More than any band I've ever heard of. Like,
their spiky hair might have helped, but it certainly didn't put them where they are.
Yeah, judging people by like how they look and whatever is sort of like that old saying, like judging a cover by its book, or judging the book by its cover. What? Shush. Okay, so I like only drank two beers and I've never drank that much. Okay.
You're wild.
Shh. Hush. But yeah, so now you got me all confused.
You confused me 10 minutes ago. I have that fucking...
You want some?
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about anymore.
I think he wants them though. But anyways, yeah, I think it's all about the music and whatever garbage. I don't even know what the hell I was going with that. But anyways,
no, it's cool.
Well, let's listen to some music until, so we can like sober up and all that good stuff.
Who's sobering up? Not it. I'm not.
I won't. Listen to this. This is me drinking a beer.
Mm. Yeah, great job.
Bitch.
You didn't.
Bitch.
That was totally anti-climactic.
That's our rookie drummer. Yeah.
Well, anyways, let's listen to some songs. What songs would you like to hear?
I want to hear fucking. I want to hear.
Does it have to be one of ours?
That's a good song.
Just play something fast.
We'll play something by the Crumb Bums since we just saw them earlier.
Play the Crumb Bums.
Yep. We'll play the Crumb Bums and the Ghouls then.
Yeah, and Magnificent Seven.
We'll pretend we didn't hear that. Anyways, we'll listen to some tracks by the Crumb Bums and we'll be back.
No.
welcome back. You're listening to the Punk Rock Demonstration with me, Jack. And you can check out the website at www.punkrockdemo.com. And you can send me an email at punkrockdemo@yahoo.com. And we're here at the Showcase Theater with the Ghouls. And Zach looks a little dazed here.
I'm good.
Enjoying yourself over there?
Yeah.
So what other places are you guys planning to go to?
I guess we're going back through Texas and then into Florida and up the back the East Coast towards home.
So is this tour as crazy as the Exploited tour where you guys went from like California to Oregon and then back to California?
Not yet.
No.
It still seems to be making a bit of sense. All right, already.
Pure gay sex. That's what that all is.
Yep, that's what they're all about.
If it wasn't for the fact that the Cromons were all gay, dude, they would have broke up years ago.
Rob Gayos turned us into butt sex, and we can't turn back now. We can't help it. It's a newfound love of ours.
Just kidding, brother.
That was Rob. That was Rob from Total Chaos.
I have PS, and I'm going to Nick's house and with my Frau.
Rob is gonna pee and go to Vic's house, but we're going to the motel party because.
Rob-ish.
We're going to the motel party.
We're hanging at somebody's house and staying for
a free. We're doing an interview.
We're doing a motel party.
They're staying for free too.
Well, that was Rob from Total Chaos interrupting us. Hi.
Oh, hey. I'm sorry. I thought this was like...
Introduce yourself. Fawful, Total Chaos, Throat Oyster. Hella great.
It's okay. You're not the only one that interrupted us.
I thought I heard Rob up here yelling, so I fucking...
Well... Well, since you're here, what Total Chaos song would you like to hear?
What?
Since you're here, what Total Chaos song would you like to hear?
Nothing. They all suck. No.
That's nice to hear from a Total Chaos band member.
The one that Twisted Sister covered.
Rome Will Fall.
Fucking song, and Pax is my favorite one.
Did you play that song tonight?
Yeah.
I think that was the last one we played. Yeah.
The crazy one.
Was it?
I don't know. We had a few crazy reactions tonight.
Yep.
I just came up here to smoke out the ghouls.
Let me turn off the mic first.
We're not embarrassed.
See you guys, man, and you guys are the best guys in the world. And I love you.
Well, we've been telling you that for years.
By the way, you guys gotta call me tomorrow because directions to the show. Oh, and it is not a 5-hour drive. It is a 9-hour drive.
I love you.
So you gotta leave early.
This is Rock. All right, later, bro.
Well, okay, so when you were talking about the crazy driving and all that, yeah, it just started again. There we go.
You're the best.
Well, at least I wasn't the only one that looked like I was drunk. Well, anyways, let's listen to another song. This is a song by Total Chaos, and it's called Rome Will Fall, and we'll be back.
Better just feel
that was Rommel followed by Total Chaos. what we've heard from it. But anyways, we're here at the Showcase Theater, and we've ate too many donuts, so we're getting a little, feeling a little interesting.
You're on sugar highs now, dude.
Yep. So how much have you had to drink?
A lot of beer. Like a bottle of Jaeger and about maybe 20 beers.
I saw him drinking High C.
I saw him drinking Capri Sun with no vodka in it and no Jaegermeister. Dude's just drunk off sugar.
No, I was drinking some Jaeger for sure.
Is there any left?
I was dying.
Well, anyways, back to the ghouls.
The band that matters.
So what place are you going tomorrow?
I think we're going to Arizona.
Going to see the Grand Canyon for the second time?
What's that?
Going to the Grand Canyon for the second time?
Probably not. In Tuba City.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, why the fuck not? Yeah.
Tuba!
Sure.
How do you expect the turnout to be over there?
I honestly have no idea.
From what I've heard, Arizona is pretty quiet.
Oh, by the way, buy beer.
Yeah, right. I heard it's nuts.
And they don't sell it.
We know.
Yeah? Yeah?
What about it's nuts?
Yeah, what about it's nuts?
Maybe that wasn't a good question to ask.
I was asking the questions. Right,
I see you're still wearing the same shirt from the House of Blues and whatever. What's up with that?
No. I put it back on today just for you. It's clean now again. Cleaner than any of the other t-shirts.
Cleaner with a whole bunch of holes in it.
It was nice. I like it.
So did you wear that throughout the entire tour?
No. Like I said, I believe it's only the second time now.
I was just testing you.
Thank you, but I would prefer a quiz.
Have you ever played with the Crumb Bums besides tonight?
Yes.
Was it nearly as crazy as tonight?
Yes.
Did David like crawl up the stairs like today too?
Maybe.
You know, I've actually never ever
remember hanging out with them because they party just about as good as we do, if not better. So the recollection is a bit off. You know the words that I'm trying to use. Oh. Yep. Bye. Thanks.
Yeah, but I've actually never ever seen any band like just crawl up on the side of the wall or whatever and just start singing from up there. Have you?
Yes, tonight Dave did it.
Besides tonight.
Yes, we were drinking heavily.
Oh, so you just imagined it.
Safety.
Possibly. I didn't see it for myself. It sounds like a hoot. Because it's a drunken moment.
I knew there was a reason why I didn't drink.
You could only see Zach's face.
He's smiling asleep.
You know what's funny was on Friday or so I drank like half a bottle of vodka, and nice. I've never ever drank more than like a couple shots of vodka.
That sucks.
Yes, so I drank a whole bunch, and I like walk into this gothic club, Das Bunker in Hollywood, and I'm like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, and then like 2 seconds later I end up in the bathroom like hugging the toilet.
Nice. That's fucking awesome.
That sort of looks like how Zach looks like right now. Does it sound about right?
I'm feeling great right now.
Spectacular.
We're not done yet. We're not even close. We're only just getting started. I wish there was another beer.
I think this interview is turning into a total disaster. What do you think?
We are probably a disaster anyway. So what much else can you expect from a bunch of fucking fuckers.
Well, in that case, I guess we'll just listen to another song since we have nothing better to talk about.
I picked number
number 11.
Sounds good to me. We'll listen to No Control by the Ghouls.
No Control.
Who's Control then?
I don't know if we have that song.
Well, you will now.
Again. What happened to this thing? Dude, did you see this?
Well, anyways, we'll listen to Lose Control. And I guess that about wraps up the interview. And you've been listening to The Ghouls at the Showcase Theater. And this is the Punk Rock Demonstration with me, Jack. And you can check out the website at www.punkrockdemo.com. And I will see you later.